start off, I do have some questions for us, and this is, nothing you haven't heard before, I'm sure, but the question I have is, do we make good choices daily? You know, the things that we do, the things that we think, the things that we may say, how are we framing our lives? Are we setting ourselves up for a failure, or are we setting ourselves up for success? Now, when we may fail to make decisions in our lives, when we don't do anything, we become like the servant who had his talent, and he went and hid it in the ground, effectively doing nothing with what he was given. Now, this was obviously the wrong attitude because it cost him his life. So taking action for us has to be a priority. Acting upon what we know is part of how we are to live. Now, I was talking with somebody recently, and we were talking about leadership. And he brought this point out that resonated with me. And he said, you have to make decisions. Whether they are right or wrong, you have to make decisions. Now, if you make the wrong decision, it's not necessarily wrong because next time you can make a better decision. Now, as Christians, we have to be making right decisions, of course. And we know whether we are making the right decisions or maybe that we're not making the right decisions by how we let Christ live through us. Now, when we make decisions, we have to be conscious about the outcomes of what we are deciding. So to make important decisions, then, it takes wisdom, understanding, and boldness. Now, wisdom and understanding, these are two great attributes. But boldness is what's going to take center stage today. Now, boldness is our willingness to venture out, to do the right thing at the right time, regardless of barriers of fear that we may encounter. Being bold enables us to speak the truth, to perform a task without fear of the consequences of results, because it is the right and the biblical thing to do. If you turn to Proverbs 28 and verse 1, we see some wisdom here. Proverbs 28 and verse 1 says, the wicked flee when no one pursues. They're afraid of the choices that they've made. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as lions. They don't have to be afraid because they've made the right decisions. It's realizing that God is in control, that He is there and will take care of us. So we don't have to fear what others can do to us when we are concentrating on our character and our calling, when we do these things with passion and conviction. If you will, turn to 2 Corinthians, and we'll go to chapter 5. Second Corinthians 5, and we'll begin in verse 6. Paul says, so we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. In verse 10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, whether according to what he has done, whether good or bad." So if we must give an account for our lives, shouldn't we be living our lives with boldness, proving what is right and doing what is right, so that we don't have to fear? Now, if you can show me in the Bible where it's stated that we're going to have an easy life, please enlighten me. I haven't found that scripture where it says that this life is going to be easy. In fact, it's actually really easy to develop wrong attitudes, wrong concepts, because we don't have enough boldness living within us. You know, attitudes of cowardice, fearfulness, cynicism, negativity, discouragement, and pessimism, these are all opposites of being bold. Now, these negative traits, they create negative attitudes, and they can be extremely infectious to others. Now, these attitudes can seep off onto other people and can cause them not to take the chance to go forward with boldness. So instead of these types of attitudes, let's turn to 2 Timothy 1. Verse 6. Paul is speaking to Timothy. He says, "Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Now, one of the interesting points that popped up while, you know, putting this sermon net together was that the words bold, boldness, and boldly, you know, they were often used in conjunction with somehow preaching the gospel. You can look at Acts 4 and verse 13, verse 29, verse 31, Ephesians 3:12, Philippians 1 and verse 20, 1 Timothy 3:13. There's a couple more. But the reason I found that this was interesting because is when we are preaching the gospel, we also have to be living that way of life that we are preaching. Now, James makes the point that that faith without works is dead, and that you can find that in James 2 and verses 14 through 26. People will see through us if we are not living what we preach. They will see that you say one thing, that you do another. If you will, turn to 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians 10, we'll start in verse 1. I'm going to read from the NIV translation here. We'll read to verse 6. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 1. "By the humility and the gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid, when face to face with you, but bold toward you when away. I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expected to be toward some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. And the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete." So earlier I talked about framing our lives for success or for failure. So, in the context of boldness, you know, how do we exhibit boldness in our daily lives? What can we do to develop a better willingness to take calculated and wise chances? What blocks boldness from working and being exhibited in us? And how can we make boldness function better, stronger, and faster, even in times of uncertainty and stress? But it's good to point out also that our boldness, it doesn't stand alone. If you will, turn to Philippians 4 and verse 13. Philippians 4 and verse 13, we see that Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So boldness has to be tempered by the other characteristics and fruits of the Spirit. If meekness, that is strength under control, and gentleness are accompanying our boldness, we will have bulliness and not boldness. We will have a force of personality, not the Spirit of the Lord. So boldness works together with cautiousness as they balance each other out, helping us to exhibit wisdom and passion for a better and godly approach to life. For last scripture, Hebrews 4 and verse 16. Hebrews 4 and verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So at the end of the day, we can look to Christ, look to him living his life through us, so we can have boldness and strength